Good morning, people. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished basically all the rising signs and Artha Lords, I'll do some case studies for you from D1 and D10, from sample charts of Gen Z, just to get a grounding on the knowledge and what we are speaking of. But first off, if you're not yet subscribed, please consider subscribing to the channel. If you find content useful, this is a self-study channel kind of an approach, so that you have this content on the go wherever you want and however your interest in astrology is. So the rules of this case study being, D1, we will take the Artha Lords, 2nd house, 6th and 10th house. We shall also consider D10, the Artha Lords, 2nd, 6th and 10th house. And we shall most importantly consider the Artha Lords in D1, which is going into D10 placement and career possibilities there. Just a side note there, just remember always that career is just something you do in the world, your presence in the external world. Capricorn, the 10th house, traditionally speaking, it's to do with your talents, abilities and what you can do, especially in this day and age of AI and taking people's jobs and all that stuff. This is the reason for me making these things, so that you have an idea what else you can do in your career. I have been asked this question by people who come to me for readings also. Arun, what else can we do? Now that we have lost our jobs, what can we do? What other things can I possibly do? So this will discuss more along the lines of possibility rather than a deterministic approach of astrology saying you will do such and such. When the situation externally is changing, we got to re-examine how we view astrology itself, isn't it? Old rules do not apply in the modern world. So we shall take modern careers and professional possibilities. We'll deal in possibilities. Again, we are taking Gen Z random charts from 1998 year onwards as the case studies. Let us do the case study for Anushka now. Panchanga and personality analysis are on your screen. Now, if you don't know what the Panchanga or the Hindu calendar system is, I suggest you go through the Panchanga playlist, study all the basic principles, some case studies and so on. It's there in that playlist. And the reason you must do this as the beginning point before deciding what your career change should be or what am I good at or what are my talents really good at, if you want to explore this side of life, you must first begin with Panchanga before you go to the charts, because Panchanga denotes your personality for life. Does not matter which time period you are going through, or dasha or antardasha, etc., etc., etc. Okay, before even you go to the natal chart, you must see this. And how to do this, probably I'll cover more. If you want some more analysis of Panchanga, let me know in comments. I shall get on it. Okay. Without further ado, Anushka, a Gen Z girl, she's born on a Monday, Somvara. So that gives her deeply a moon strength of nurturing, intuitive qualities, emotionally expressive. Monday-born individuals like her are emotionally attuned to their environment. Lot of intuition, lot of emotional receptivity, you might say. They're softer, they like more comforting things emotionally. They have an empathy and a connection. Weaknesses, they may experience a lot of volatility, a lot of hypersensitivity, a lot of tendency to internalize the moods of others. See, moon is a receptacle planet. It receives the light of the sun. Therefore, it becomes a receiver of other people's energies. Should be careful of how you deal with the emotional body, people born on Monday. Core traits, they can be caring, sensitive, emotionally magnetic, gentle in relationships, and guided by inner feeling. Now take this all in a general sense. Of course, it depends upon how moon is placed, where it is placed. These people can also be harsh emotionally sometimes, harsh in their speech sometimes. So it's not generally applicable or specifically applicable to a person. That depends upon chart. These are generalities of people born on Monday. Her tithi is Krishna Ekadashi. So what does that provide her? Spiritually inclined Ekadashi people, inwardly focused, highly self-disciplined. Ekadashi born individuals are seekers of inner clarity and have strong powers of concentration. They tend to prioritize quality over quantity, including in relationships and pursuits. Weaknesses, of course, there are always pros and cons, isn't it? Pluses and minuses. They can become idealistic, withdrawn, especially when expectations are unmet. May struggle with expression of deeper emotions. Sort of idealistic. Core traits, minimalist, like Ketu, something like that. Self-refining, spiritual, focused, devoted to something greater than self. Often purpose-driven. Her Karana is Balava. What does this provide her? Mental agility, being versatile and intellectually curious. Balava-born individuals are often sharp-witted, communicative and capable of moving between fields with ease. Anushka is likely has a strong creative or literary streak. They may become scattered and hesitant to commit deeply in one direction. They can struggle with overstimulation. So common with the social media, isn't it? All about overstimulated nervous system. Core traits, they can be intelligent, light-footed, eloquent, adaptable, and a penchant for ideas, writing or design. There is a career path right there for Balava Karana people. Her yoga is Varyan. This can give a little bit of troubles in life, but the strength of Varyan is charismatic, prosperous and values driven. Varyan yoga blesses you with confidence in your values and opinions and sense of style. She possesses natural magnetism and can influence people through grace and conviction. So put the three, all the previous three also together with this. You got to start combining attributes and qualities to get a good picture of who you are first. And then think about where, what career might fit your qualities. You see, that's the best possible fit. That's what we are looking for. The core traits are bold, graceful, influential, pleasure-oriented, but driven by strong internal values and intuitive sense of timing. Her ascendant nakshatra is Puru Falguni, so she's a Leo ascendant. We shall see that further in this video. Radiant, artistic, socially expressive is Purva Falguni. Anushka is naturally confident, expressive and emotionally generous. This nakshatra bestows love for beauty, pleasure and human connection along with a magnetic stage presence. Most of the actors and people in acting, media and all that have dominant Purva Falguni in them. If you don't know nakshatras, there's a whole nakshatra playlist for you. Career insights. Anushka's Panchanga. Now this is strictly based on her Panchanga, okay? Panchanga and Nakshatra combination suggest a personality that is emotionally rich, creative and deeply intuitive. Her career thrives when it aligns with aesthetic expression, emotional authenticity and spiritual refinement. Ideal in roles that allow her to create, connect and inspire. Probably even in social media, okay? Best career fields, arts, creative arts and design, fashion, media, interior decoration, event planning, where you can bring beauty to life with emotional depth. See, we are combining the career paths and putting it back to the qualities of the Panchanga. Healing and spiritual fields, yoga, teaching, teachers of yoga, holistic wellness kind of fields, intuitive counseling or artistic therapy. Art therapy is big these days. Blending Ekadashi spiritual qualities with Monday's healing nature. Writing and communication, journalism, blogging, screenwriting, brand storytelling supported by Balava's versatility. Balava has very versatile energy and Varyan's conviction. We just saw the Panchanga. The Varyan, isn't it? Yoga. Luxury and hospitality industry, hotel management, luxury branding, high-end service industries that combine beauty with refinement. Performance and media. Puru Falguni is very media-oriented. Acting, singing, influencing or motivational speaking. There you go. Puru Falguni loves to be seen and appreciated when authentic. So basically these five elements, Panchanga means five arms. So the five elements of Panchanga determine your core qualities which you should be bringing all the time in your life. It doesn't depend upon natal chart. It doesn't depend upon your D1, D10 and so on. Because people seem to get tied up these days with a lot of analysis of divisional charts rather than seeing the basic personality. You are there. Your personality is very unique. Where do I fit in? With which profession I would feel like me? You know, being me. More of being me. That's what Panchanga is about. Now let's see D1 chart and see what that ties in like. So there's D1 natal chart of Anushka in front of you. The chart is there, the analysis is there. Let's go one by one. We are talking about career case studies now in terms of the second lord, sixth lord and tenth lord, isn't it? For every possible ascendant. We are in Leo ascendant now. Second lord being Mercury. Sixth lord being Capricorn, that is Saturn. And 10th Lord being Venus as Taurus. Let's see what she's got. 2nd Lord Mercury is in 1st house in Leo, conjunct Sun, as you can see there. What does that bring her? Mercury as 2nd Lord in the 1st house, her values are inseparable from her personal identity. She tends to personalize everything. Her value system, her speech, her intellect and communication skills strongly define her professional worth. And the way she presents herself, that's what it brings. Conjunct Sun, Sun is powerful because it is already in Leo, infuses her personality with authority, dignity and leadership. She expresses herself with confidence and her communication carries weight. Aspected by Jupiter from Aries in the 9th house. Jupiter is here, it is looking at this combination. Adds wisdom and ethics and philosophical tone to her speech and values. Now Jupiter in Aries becomes very driven by finding original values, for example. Overall, she carries into her career values of intellect, self-expression and authority. In your mind, start tying this to the Panchanga, okay? Her professional dealings emphasize clarity, confidence and principled communication with an undertone of leadership and vision. The sixth lord, which typically determines what you'd be doing on a daily basis as career. Well, there is Ketu in the sign of Capricorn in the sixth. So there's a detachment from enemies and work. Okay, you got to be careful of that. But the lord of the sixth is sitting in the ninth conjunct Jupiter, Capricorn. Saturn is sitting in ninth conjunct Jupiter, as you can see. So Saturn as sixth lord in ninth house, what does it provide her? Her approach to work and service is tied to discipline, responsibility and higher ideals. She brings a structured perseverance attitude to her daily routines because 6th house is daily routines. Now it's conjunct Jupiter. What does that bring? Blend structure, Saturn, and wisdom and optimism, Jupiter, making her work style both disciplined and ethically guided. It's a good combination because the Lord has gone into the 9th. So there's always an aspect of bringing higher wisdom. Thinks about how can I do this better? What greater wisdom or greater knowledge can I bring in? Or greater rules and guidelines? 9th house is Sagittarian house. So rules and guidelines. Something is told regarding the aspect of Mars. Ignore it. AI has got it wrong. That's why don't do anything blindly with AI, okay? You need to know the rules first. There's no aspect of Mars. Mars is having the 6th position here. So it's okay. Ignore that part. Overall, she works with a blend of discipline and higher vision. Her approach to colleagues and conflicts is principled, structured and persevering, making her a strong figure in institutional, academic or legal advisory. Now, legal advisory, I won't put so much. Jupiter is there definitely, but there is Saturn in Aries. It's more restless energy. Aries is an initiator. They want to initiate some rules and guidelines kind of, or provide wisdom thereof. Plus, there is Ketu in the 10th sign in Capricorn in 6. This is a detachment from work. And see the opposite, Venus, Rahu, conjunct in 12th house. There's an attachment towards a lot to do with wealth, relationships of the masses, Cancer sign. Anyway, let's go to the 10th Lord Venus now, which speaks about this. 10th Lord Venus is in Cancer in 12th house conjunct Rahu. Now that becomes her driving force. Venus is 10th Lord in the 12th house. 10th Lord in 12th house, typically she might go abroad, work with people abroad. Career paths may extend to foreign lands, multinational environments, or behind-the-scenes service. There may be orientation towards creative or aesthetic fields or hidden dimensions working behind the scenes. Conjunct Rahu brings that unconventional, unorthodox foreign influence, non-traditional career pathways. This can give breakthroughs in creative, diplomatic, or luxury-linked roles. You might remember that. Luxury is Venus, isn't it? Everything to do with wealth. Aspected by Jupiter from the 6th house. Is it? Let us check. No, Jupiter is aspecting the ascendant, not the this one. So leave the Jupiter aspect. Overall, she is likely to find fulfillment in international, institutional, and creative diplomatic settings, often involving innovation, aesthetics, or service-oriented leadership. She might become an influencer in foreign lands. And wanting to influence is very dominant for Purva Falguni and Leo and Sun being in the first house. Remember this. She needs that recognition. So synthesis is her values. Value system is second house. Self-expression, intellectual clarity, communication and authoritative presence. This defines her. Work style, 6th house, tied with Jupiter. Disciplined, principled and resilient. Although she wants to initiate something, she needs to initiate stuff. Because this Jupiter is aspecting even the ascendant. Probably making new educational kind of approach. In foreign lands, 10th Lord and 12th with Rahu. Career path, creative, diplomatic, international, suited for foreign service, institutions, luxury arts, or global unconventional careers. Unconventional is nice to say, but Rahu is more to do with even software. He can be making apps, for example. Let us see the D10 to get some more clarity on this. Now let's look at a D10 chart. The chart is in front of you, her Dashamsha or D10 chart and the analysis there. Let's go one by one. Ascendant is Aquarius and Sun is in Aquarius. She should be careful of her bosses or she should be careful of the government, for example. Sun in Aquarius is the king of light in the king of darkness sign, isn't it? Anyway, let us go through our principles here, which is we are looking at the 2nd, 6th and the 10th lords in D1 and where they are placed in D10. Okay, 2nd lord Mercury from D1 now has gone to the 12th house in Capricorn. Mercury in Capricorn gives a very restricted sense of speaking for her. Also, she might be working abroad in communicative styles behind the scenes. Her professional values manifest through structured, methodical and practical intelligence, but often behind the scenes or in international settings. She may thrive in foreign institutions, research or service work. See, already we have got a refinement from D1. Aspect of Rahu from Virgo from 8, is it? Yes, there is an aspect of Rahu on Mercury. As you can see, Rahu is sitting in 8th. Adds unconventional analytical sharpness. Rahu in 8th gives a very deeply research-oriented mind. Remember this. It suggests innovative, research-oriented, non-traditional thinking in how she expresses herself. Because Mercury is expression and Rahu is looking at it. But it will be behind the scenes. So something like an analyst is good here. She brings into a profession a value system of intellectual precision, disciplined communication. Disciplined because it's sitting in Capricorn, alright? Analytical thinking applied in global or behind the scenes work. Working in the background is 12th house. Not public visibility. 6th house is more publicly visible. 12th house, opposite to it, is behind the scenes. Now what happened to the 6th lord? Saturn from D1 has now gone into the 10th house and it is conjunct Venus and it's sitting in Scorpio. Let us see what that brings. Saturn in Scorpio in the 10th house from D1. Her daily work is ethical, it is disciplined, it is intense and it is transformative. Remember, Saturn in water signs typically brings careers related to mining, digging underground, oil and gas industry, that kind of stuff also. Have this in mind. She handles responsibility with persistence a deep commitment to career growth. Scorpio gives a capacity for research depth and crisis management. Also gives careers related to mining, digging everything underground, because Scorpio is a underground sign. Conjunct Venus adds refinement, diplomacy and creative aesthetic dimensions. Now Venus for her is also the lord of the fourth and lord of the ninth year. So she brings those elements in into her workplace and can be very transformative for her. Aspected by Ketu, now opposite, Ketu is sitting in Pisces, very powerful sign there, conjunct Moon also, and it is looking at this combo. Bring spiritual detachment, Ketu, and wisdom in service, Jupiter. Okay. Anchoring her work and style. So it's both Jupiter in 6th house and Ketu in the 2nd house are aspecting the same combination. It's a combination of both. Bring spiritual detachment and wisdom in service, anchoring her work style in both discipline and higher principles. This is a very powerful combination. When Ketu and Jupiter start looking at a combination of Saturn and Venus in the 10th house and in Scorpio. Very transformative work style. Is steady, responsible and deeply transformative. She thrives in structured, visible, authoritative service roles. Probably working behind the scenes also. 10th Lord Venus from D1, not here, now is sitting in Scorpio conjunct Saturn. Now we'll talk about Venus conjunction. Again Ketu and Jupiter are looking at the same thing. So Venus in Scorpio and 10th, career identity is rooted in creativity, diplomacy and aesthetics, but expressed via depth, intensity and transformation. She may be drawn to professions involving design, psychology, research, governance. Three fields right there. Conjunct Saturn adds perseverance, structure and responsibility. Aspected by Ketu from Pisces and Jupiter from Cancer, enhances the spiritual qualities. See, both Ketu and Jupiter are also in water signs. So there is a water sign emotional triangle there on all the Artha Lords from D1. Think about that for a minute. Leave some comments if you find something. Her career path is a mix of creativity, structure, diplomacy and responsibility. Transformation and refinement. She is seen as disciplined, principled, authoritative, yet graceful and artistic. Synthesis of D10 Lords. Values. Analytical from D10. This is analytical, structured, methodical with orientation towards working behind the scenes. Work style. 6th Lord from D1. Disciplined, responsible, transformative, blending intensity and diplomacy. 10th Lord, the career path or recognition of public image. Creative, diplomatic, structured and leadership in transformative roles. Now let's see the career paths along with Panchanga and see where she can fit best. Now let's wrap up the whole study of best possible career paths for Anushka. We have started looking at only the 2nd, 6th and the 10th Lords and tying it to the Panchanga and see what she will find most satisfaction in. Doesn't matter where the time and place is. She has to evaluate that in context to her personal reality. Remember, I always tell, look at the Desh, Kal and Patra. Means look at the subject, which time, which society and culture she is born in. So first, there are the 5 boxes, 5 possibilities. First career path suggested for her, creative and arts design, fashion, media, luxury branding, interior styling or event planning. Why are we saying this? Venus with Rahu in the 12th, in the D1, luxury global arts, Venus Saturn in D10, in the 10th in D10, structured creativity, Purva Falguni, Nakshatra Ascendant in D1, charisma and style. Learn to do this, please. Combining different things. And here is where you can use AI because it's a good correlating machine. Number 2, healing and spiritual professions. Yoga, teaching yoga, teaching anything, Tai Chi even, or Qigong. Holistic wellness, intuitive counseling or art therapy. Why? Monday is the Vara she's born in, nurturing. Ekadashi Tithi, spiritual discipline. Saturn plus Jupiter in 9th in D1, wisdom in service, Venus and Saturn in 10th in D10, healing and aesthetics, that too in Scorpio. Number 3, writing and communication fields, journalism, blogging, screenwriting, storytelling, academic communication. Why do we say that? Mercury in 1st with the Sun in D1, intellectual authority. Mercury in 12th in D10, global institution writing behind the scenes. Balava Karana, versatile in communication. 4th possibility, luxury and hospitality industry. Hotel management, high-end service industries, or luxury lifestyle entrepreneurship. Why do we say this? Venus is 10th Lord, Varian Yoga, refined values. D10 Venus Saturn in Scorpio, luxury plus structured leadership. Number 5, performance in media, acting, singing, influencing, or motivational speaking. Yes, that's a possibility. Purva Falguni gives us stage charisma. Sun and Mercury in Leo ascendant in D1. All of this combination gives very commanding presence. Plus Rahu and Venus in 12th, unconventional global appeal. This could be a good, powerful social media communicator, influencer material for her. Synthesis of D1 and D10 and Panchanga. Values, communication, authority, discipline, spirituality and aesthetics. We are sort of bringing everything together now, okay? Work style is disciplined, principled and transformative. Because it's Scorpio, Saturn and Venus are sitting in Scorpio. She has to change the way she is approaching her career. It will make her do that. If she is, for example, an influencer on social media, she will be changing the way people have an outlook on things. Become a powerful influencer. Saturn in Scorpio wants to transform things. Creative yet structured and emotionally intelligent. Career path. She can have a blend of teaching, communication and creative diplomacy in her chosen career path. It may be from 1 to 5 or it may be something else also. Keep an open mind about this. If you have something else you see, you can leave it in the comment box. High performance with scope for international and institutional leadership. Personality. Because there's Panchanga aspect, emotionally rich, spiritually driven, sort of an introverted inside. She might want visibility outside, Sun and Mercury in the ascendant, but the Ekadashi gives her a strong internal world also. Versatile communicator, charismatic leader and creative artist. Next, I shall be taking up something with Virgo ascendant. I'm covering all ascendants to give you a sample of how we are studying the lords of 2nd, lord of 6th and lord of 10th, the Artha lords, and how you should be able to look at this along with Panchanga. Meanwhile, take care, be safe.